Hello again, and welcome to As It Is. I'm Jonathan Evans in Washington. Today on the program, we have two reports on the South Asian country of India. India's Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, has started a nationwide campaign to clean up the country and provide toilets to all homes by 2019. The effort is called the Clean India Campaign, but it will not be an easy task. Many of the country's major cities struggle to deal with garbage because of poor waste removal systems. And more than 50% of the people in India do not have access to toilets. Prime Minister Narendra Modi recently spoke to tens of thousands of schoolchildren and government officials in New Delhi. He asked that they promise to spend 2 hours every week cleaning up the country. He asked people to make a promise to themselves, their families, neighborhoods, workplaces, and villages to help with the effort. Ministers, lawmakers, and school leaders also picked up brooms and trash cans to sweep streets and clear garbage. They hoped to bring attention to the issue of better sanitation. Traditionally in India, cleaning is considered a task to be done by people in a lower social class or caste. Mr. Modi urged India's 1.25 billion people to turn the cleanliness effort into a social campaign.
Purani aadaton ko badalne ke liye bahut samay lagta hai. Kathin kaam hai, main janta hoon.
He said it takes time to change old habits or ways of doing things. But if everyone helps to form a mass movement, he said, then India too will be counted among the world's clean countries. Mr. Modi began the Clean India campaign on the birth anniversary of Mohandas Gandhi. He had called good sanitation more important than independence. Mr. Gandhi urged his followers not to associate cleaning with something only done by people of a lower class. Another important part of the campaign will be to build toilets. Studies suggest more than half of Indians expel bodily waste outside. This can spread diseases like diarrhea, and women are exposed to the risk of sexual attack when they go into the fields after dark. A World Bank study estimates that poor sanitation costs India $54 billion in treatments for illnesses, early deaths, and lost work time. But some critics wonder how Prime Minister Modi will reach his goal of cleaning up India and providing toilets to all Indian homes by 2019. That year marks Mohandas Gandhi's 150th birth anniversary. Critics say the problems are complex. For example, building toilets is not the only problem. In rural India, there is opposition to using them. Many people living in those areas believe having a toilet in or near their homes is unclean. You are listening to As It Is from VOA Learning English. India has won the Asian race to Mars. India successfully placed a spacecraft into orbit of the Red Planet earlier this year. The spaceship traveled hundreds of millions of kilometers from Earth over a 10-month period. The Mars Orbiter spacecraft will take pictures of the Martian surface. It will also attempt to identify the amount of methane in the planet's atmosphere. Anna Mateo has more.
Scientists have been following the flight from the command center of the Indian Space Research Organization in Bangalore. Officials have named the spaceship Mangalyaan, which means Mars craft in the Hindi language. The scientists cheered and shook hands as the spacecraft entered into the orbit of Mars. Before that, they watched for a tense hour as Mangalyaan changed direction and fired its engines for about 24 minutes. The action helped the spacecraft slow down to enter into orbit. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated his country on the successful flight.
History has been created today. We have dared to reach out into the unknown and have achieved the near impossible.
Pavala Bagla spoke with VOA's Victor Beatty from the command center in Bangalore. Mr. Bagla wrote the book Reaching for the Stars, India's Journey to Mars and Beyond. He noted India's success in placing a spacecraft into the orbit of Mars on its first attempt.
Russia and America both failed in their maiden attempts. So this is a glorious moment for India, and India has done it in the very first attempt. It really shows India's great technological prowess.
Can you tell me what you thought the chances were of a successful orbiting of Mars?
If you look at the success rate of missions to Mars, there have been till date 51 missions to Mars, and more than half have failed. So the possibility of India's Mars orbiter mission or Mangalyaan succeeding was less than the flip of a coin. And that India managed to do it in its first attempt really shows the hard work and confidence which the Indian Space Agency had in its own program.
Mr. Bagla says the main geopolitical goal of this mission was to be the first in India's Asian space race with China. He adds that the Indian space program has yet to set a date for sending men into space. Mr. Bagla noted that the success comes just days before Prime Minister Modi's first state visit to Washington, D.C. He says Mr. Modi can bring with him a message that India is a nation that now possesses high technology. I'm Anna Mateo.
And that's our program for today. Join us again tomorrow for another As It Is. I'm Jonathan Evans. Thanks for listening.